Okay, we're ready for chapter 2 of Colossians.
Okay.
We've seen how this is all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you have in verse 8, again, the heart of Paul, where he says, "See to it no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ."
That's
all
right.
These things, he says, it's all about Jesus.
He addresses mainly the false teachings which threatened the Colossian believers.
Yeah.
And he wanted to address the reliance on human and worldly-based philosophies. He wanted them to get away from that. Don't lean on that, but lean on the gospel. Yeah.
Exactly. You've got to watch for these false things, this false sort of sense of knowledge and all the things that come in. Amazingly, there's the last verse of chapter 2 is actually one of the verses has a huge impact on my life. So I want you to look for it right at the end, okay? But I just want... This verse is amazing because... It talks about, Paul says, all these things these people are doing, all this ascetic stuff, you know, I won't do this and I won't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and he talks about that, you know, it's a shadow. But listen, verse 23, "These are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but they're of no value against fleshly indulgence."
Yeah.
Now, the reason for that is that... I believe this is one of the verses where you can flip this over. He's comparing it to Jesus. He said, you know, these people, they tell you to do all this stuff, but you know what it can't do? Can't fix what's inside.
That's right.
It might make you look good on the outside for a little bit. But he said, it cannot deal with that fleshly indulgence. In other words, that flesh nature, the sin nature.
Yeah.
And the inference here is that, but Jesus does.
Yeah, that's right. It's superficial.
Yeah. Never be satisfied with a gospel that doesn't actually deal in the internal person and change it from the inside out.
Yeah,
all right? Amen. Never satisfy for a gospel that just becomes a religious exercise. I do this, I do external things, I look good on the outside. No, the gospel of Jesus is one that actually changes us from the inside out.
Amen.
And that's become one of the things that just drives me, is a sense, let's never fall into a form of Christianity that just means it's all about form, looking good, and rules and regulations. It must be the one that is the true gospel, which is about what's on the inside. So listen to chapter 2 as he begins to unpack the difference between this false belief and Jesus. And be watchful. You think, oh, you know, hey, this is the Colossians. I'm not into Gnosticism and some of these other things that may be in the first couple of centuries. But you know what? We can fall into areas of religiosity, you know, where we trust in religion and in our form and in our, you know, the fact that we've got all our boxes ticked and all our ducks lined up nicely.
Yeah, exactly.
All those things.
I love that expression.
Yeah. Hey, lean into Jesus and lean into what it really means to be in Jesus, because that's in chapter 2.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Amen. Here we go. I want you to know in how great a struggle I am engaged for you and for Christ's people at Laodicea, and for all who have not yet seen me, in the hope that they, being bound to one another by love, and keeping in view the full blessedness of a firm conviction, may be encouraged to strive for a perfect knowledge of God's hidden truth, even Christ himself, in whom all treasures of wisdom and knowledge lie hidden. I say this to prevent anyone from deceiving you by plausible arguments. It is true that I am not with you in person, but I am with you in spirit, and I am glad to see the good order and the unbroken front resulting from your faith in Christ. Since therefore you have received Jesus the Christ as your Lord, live your lives in union with him, rooted in him, building up your characters through union with him, growing stronger through your faith as you were taught, overflowing with faith and thanksgiving. Take care there is not someone who will carry you away by his philosophy, a hollow sham, following as it does mere human traditions, and dealing with puerile questions of this world and not with Christ. For in Christ the Godhead in all its fullness dwells incarnate, and by your union with him, you also are filled with it. He is the head of all archangels and powers in heaven. By your union with him, you received a circumcision that was not performed by human hands when you threw off the tyranny of the earthly body and received the circumcision of the Christ. For in baptism you were buried with Christ, And in baptism, you were also raised to life with him through your faith in the omnipotence of God, who raised him from the dead. And to you, who once were dead by reason of your sins and your uncircumcised nature, to you God gave life in giving life to Christ. He pardoned all our sins. He cancelled the bond which stood against us, the bond that consisted of ordinances and which was directly hostile to us. He has taken it out of our way by nailing it to the cross. He rid himself of all the powers of evil and held them up to open contempt when he celebrated his triumph over them on the cross. Do not then allow anyone to take you to task on questions of eating or drinking, or in the matter of annual or monthly or weekly festivals. These things are only the shadow of what is to come, the substance that is in the Christ. Do not let anyone defraud you of the reality by affecting delight in so-called humility and angel worship. Such a man busies himself with his visions, and without reason is rendered conceited by his merely human intellect. He fails to maintain union with the head, to whom it is due that the whole body, nourished and knit together by the contact and kinesion of every part, grows with a divine growth. Since with Christ you became dead to the puerile teaching of this world, why do you submit as though your life was still that of the world? To such ordinances as do not handle or taste or touch, for all the things referred to in them cease to exist when used. You are following mere human directions and instructions. Such prohibitions appear reasonable where there is a desire for self-imposed service and so-called humility and harsh treatment of the body, but are of no real value against the indulgence of our earthly nature.